Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to let you hear from our guys, the Water Boys. They're going to start doing stuff with us here on our show. And if you're not familiar with their podcast, they are local. And they are guys that I absolutely love, B. Rich and Trey. And they had a chance to sit down with A.J. Terrell. And we're going to let you hear what he said about the defense, guys, coming up here in just a little bit. You do not want to miss it. Stay right there. Also coming up next hour, Mike, Odyssey insider Nick Friedel is going to join us. He's going to talk about what's going on in these playoffs. And we'll ask him about his thoughts about what you were saying in regards to the coaching with the Celtics. And look, you win a chip, right? You get leeway, but it's these moments where you go, does he know what he's doing?
Because in previous, you know, last season, year before, I've said sometimes you watch Missoula and you just go, what are you thinking? Or does he have an assistant coach who didn't go with Emi Udoka to Houston who can keep him on track? When sometimes you say the game is getting away from you. But yeah, that one was, that was curious. And then again, you saw it last night, and we'll talk about that. The man of the dad bot was just absolutely unbelievable last night. It's like, watch, remember, guys, remember, I don't know if our younger audience remembers Arvydas Sabonis, Sabonis' dad, but it's funny because Sabonis would literally look like a guy, it was like Meadowlark Lemon in slow motion, right? That's what Sabonis would look like, you know, doling out passes, sometimes putting it up. But that's just, it's so funny to watch Joker do his thing, and you're like, how is this guy able to beat these guys?
It's nuts, Mike, because every time he shoots, I go, that's not going in.
Right.
The way he just, it's like, you know, the ball's back here. How is he even making these shots? Some of the stuff is incredible, but he is a triple-double waiting to happen, and arguably when you've got the best player in the league, this shouldn't be a shocker. And by the way, Russell Westbrook, he's playing out of control right now.
Yeah, I mean, the good kind of out of control, not where he just runs into the backboard and throws the ball into the side of the rim. But yeah, this is one where he's actually showing you he can get dialed in and do it. He can still do it.
He can still do it. All right, more on that coming up. As we said, in the 3 o'clock hour, we'll get to 4th and 1. Mike and I were just having a conversation off air about, I saw this headline, and we're trying to ask and find out. I'm not sure Falcons always watching, judging, listening.
Yep.
If we are going to be one of the teams to have one of these alternate helmets, there are 5 teams that are set to have alternate helmets in 2025. And I said to Mike, I mean, we haven't seen the schedule yet. Obviously, that comes out, I think, next week, right?
Yep, 14th.
So we haven't seen that yet. But if there's a chance that we may be going overseas, I'm like, okay, are we one of these teams? And it says, well, Steelers and Chargers are going to unveil them. But then it has Browns, Commanders, and New Orleans will be debuting new alternate helmets in 2025. And I'm like, we're not a part of this?
There was an article last year from the spring about this time in 2024 saying that, if you put in the paperwork to the NFL, you can have one of these alternate helmets. They're going to expand, loosen it up that you can do it.
Okay.
But we don't know if we're going to have it. I know we're going to – I believe we're going to wear the red helmets at least 3 home games this year. So
you like the Reds.
I like the throwback. I would just – honestly, guys, I would just make those unis the standard. I would just go with the red lid, the black jersey, and the white breeches with the stripe. I think it's clean. I think we look good. I think most people dig it. And I would get off – because I just think it just – some of these uniform combos – I think when Nike came out, it was around during COVID, when Nike released the new uniforms.
Oh, that's right.
The Cleveland Browns look like crap. The Jets look like crap. And I got to be honest, I have never liked – our new uniforms, they're not new anymore, it's 5 years now. Since I just thought, they put no effort into it. It was very unappealing. Remember the Grady? I think the only one you liked was a Grady.
The Grady, yes.
The red to black. But it just, for the most part, it just laid there. It was nothing.
That was the one, yeah.
It almost looked like the Mean Machine jerseys from the Burt Reynolds movie. Black with just red single ATL. It just had nothing to it. So I do wish we go to those throwbacks. I think those are pretty cool.
But you said it. They got to put it in way in advance, right?
Yeah. Now, again, some guys have said, what about a white helmet or a silver helmet? I don't know, man. But something alternate, you know, I know that the kids love the cool, crazy stuff. I just think the throwback is tight and clean. I think most fans dig it.
All right, coming up 3:00, we'll get to 4th and 1 also. I think she looked too far into it. I'll explain coming up. Hey, Dom is here hanging out with us. He's part of the fam. He's in for Big O. They are apparently going to induce tonight. And they are looking forward to their second child. So congratulations. We are praying for you guys and hope everything goes all right. But Big O is off. Dom is hanging out with us and our executive producer, Day-Day. Let's get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
AJ Smith-Shawver. Oh, man. Congratulations on a great outing. Mike said it. Let's build on it. But Mike, he said, look, coming into the clubhouse, looking around, seeing guys feel good because, hey, we're doing some things that we knew we were capable of. Listen to Smith-Shawver.
I mean, it means everything. Whenever the guys in the clubhouse are believing in you and they want you to take the ball and go win games, I feel like that's... as a pitcher, that's your ultimate goal. You want those guys to trust you and know what they're going to get out of you every night. So having that happen and we have a great team and great teammates and just great people in our clubhouse. So just that supports everything.
Mark Bowman, who writes and covers the Braves for MLB Network, MLB.com, was saying that last time he got sent down, kind of using that Carl as extra motivation.
Okay.
You know, and kind of, you know, look within yourself, you know, and finding some stuff. You know, he's only 22, but as we said, you know, he's had some chances and now says big steps mentally for him. Snicker talked about it, you know, and that's what you're looking for, a guy to kind of just figure it out. And when you get back to the show, handle your business. And he obviously did that against the Reds.
Do you think the Braves starters need to be allowed to pitch deeper into these games?
Yes, I've said that a lot. And one of the things when I get people that say, stop kissing Snickers, but I don't know Snicker or anything. It don't mean nothing. I just think guys get too hard on a guy. You watch every game, 162. Yeah, there'll be certain instances you get this or that you don't like. But I do agree with those critics who say yes. And John Smoltz comes on our show all the time and says, young pitchers will never learn how to finish a game unless they get through the 6th inning. And so when you're 5 1/3 and the pitch count gets, oh no, it's 89, you know, it's like, let's go. And you've got to be able to figure out how to get through that get through that lineup 3 and 4 times. And I always say, John's old school, because it works. And sometimes there are too many things that are too modern now, which is we coddle some of the starting pitchers.
We do.
So they never develop.
No, we absolutely do. And look, money has a role in that in some instances. But I also think whatever your philosophy is, and listen, the Braves had a philosophy when they were the most dominant staff in the major leagues. And that was we threw a lot, meaning bullpen right. sessions. Mike, we stayed in games. We've battled our way out of trouble. That has got to be the philosophy. And last night, you know, again, AJ was smooth as butter, but I like the fact that Snit had no intention of going out there to get him. He's like, let him go. That's what needs to happen.
Well, now the difference, the only caveat to what we're talking about is Ronaldo Lopez, because remember, he had been a relief pitcher.
Yeah.
And he went back to being a sort of a setup long relief, and then he goes back to being a starter. And so for him, I guess, again, because we don't spend money on pitching, they do have to sort of handle him with kid gloves, and he still got injured. Yeah, he's still dealing with an injury either way. So I'm with you. Just let it rip. Let these guys figure it out. I mean, everyone's got to get so Strasburg-y. Remember that with the Nationals? And I understand it. You know, when a young pitcher isn't making his way in the show and he's never pitched more than, I don't know, pick your number, 150 innings. Yeah, I understand the logic behind it, but there's some games where This is a good moment for him. And he's not over the pitch count, so let's roll.
Let's roll. All right, man. Braves tonight. Chris Sale on the bump. We'll talk to Grant later in the show. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
Oh, it's Knicks Celtics. Knicks still a game one in overtime last night. Mike and I were chopping it up and talking about this. Look, Jalen Brunson, Mike said it. Once he got hot and he starts knocking down shots. By the way, is he not one of the best closers in the league?
Yes.
I mean, hands down, like if they're down and you're going, all right, they need a shot. Who would have thought 3 or 4 years ago you'd be like, Jalen Brunson, man, give him the rock.
Here's the problem. And Day-Day, our producer, we're talking about this off mic. 46 minutes for Anunoby, 44 minutes for Jalen Brunson, 45 minutes for Josh Hart. And the best scorers off the bench, 11 points for Miles McBride in 19 minutes. These guys will wear down. That's where Celtics will win this series probably now in six.
Depth.
Because of the depth.
Yeah.
You know, despite, you know, Mazzulla making launched all those three-point shots. But that's the problem with Tibbs. And also you could argue with the way the Knicks are constructed, unless some of these guys can get healthy, but they just don't have enough players in the rotation right now.
This is Brunson hitting the game-tying three-pointer in the fourth quarter. Again, this game went to overtime.
Takes him to the foul line. Now in the lane. Almost lost his balance. Kept his dribble. Brunson near corner. Wide open three for the tie. He got it! Brunson knocks things up at 89 with 5:49 to go.
He's nice, man. I'm just, you know, I'm more and more impressed with him. And when he left Dallas, everybody said Luka made him.
Right.
That's not the case. Jalen can play, and he's actually become the leader of that New York Knicks squad. Knicks up 1-0 in that series. Here, by the way, is Brunson on the Celtics shooting a lot of threes. This is what he said.
I mean, they still got a lot of threes up. So it's on us to limit their attempts. But I think for the most part, it made them tough. They had a lot of easy looks that they were thankful that they missed. But yeah, continue to make it tough. And you just don't know when they're going to be able to knock them down, because they also, I think, beginning of the year, almost had a record on us shooting 63s. So, I mean, we got to be better at that aspect and not let them shoot as much and not let them get open shots.
Yeah, they just weren't dropping. I mean, and as we said, the combination of, you know, the shots aren't dropping and then great looks and ability. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I know I sound like my dad now. Sorry. You know, I mean, you can hit a jump shot from 10 feet. I mean, I know the analytics advise three because it's one more. I understand more than two, Carl. But sometimes you get a good look inside the paint or just outside. Come on, take the shot. And they wouldn't. They just refuse. And if you're the Knicks, like, thank you very much. We'll take it.
No doubt. Let's get to story number three.
Story number three.
Oh, it's the other series. Denver OKC. This also was a barn burner, guys. Denver comes back and beats OKC, Mike, chipping away at a 20-point lead. They win 121-119. Aaron Gordon, once again, was the hero.
Second free throw, Holmgren. Missed it again. Rebound down to Christian Brown. You got to hurry. 8-7 seconds. Front court over to Westbrook. Left side, Gordon for the win. Yeah! 2.8 seconds left. Coming back the other way. Williams from half court. Baked it no good at the horn, and the Denver Nuggets shock the Oklahoma City Thunder in game number one. Final tonight, 121-119.
How do the teams that were really good handle the Heat? You know, we talked about the Rockets the other day. They need another star. Maybe Durant goes there next year. But the Thunder, you got to make your freaking free throws, because all of a sudden Denver goes, well, we'll hack you guys all night if you guys are butchering it from the stripe. And that's what happened last night. If you didn't see it, it was part of the storyline. The Thunder were missing, let's see, they shot altogether 71% from the foul line.
So sometimes you just got to let people make shots. And their coach decided they were going to do this strategy, which they've done in the past, and it came back to bite them. So we'll see how the rest of this series goes, but you're at home, you're up. Make them make shots, because when they miss, they're going to have to foul you. You've got the lead with 12 seconds of play, and they blew this opportunity last night, man. Unbelievable comeback by the Denver Nuggets.
What do you think, though? You like the makeup of this Denver team? Because we said, you know, they won the championship. It was basically Jamal Murray and Joker.
Yes.
You feel you're getting enough different guys like Gordon every night now? I mean, that if they can get a little more supporting cast, then they'll be all right.
Yeah, we were talking, Day-Day said, they feel like they're coming together. They hadn't played like this all year, to be honest. That's why Malone, there was probably a lot of friction going on, Mike, behind the scenes. But it feels like they're coming together.
If Westbrook can give you 18 or more every...
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you're going to win the series.
They're going to be good.